Alex should inform the vendor about the customer audit so that they can be available during the audit and can review the vendor management plan in advance to ensure they have followed it during the trial. The project leader would need to ensure that Quintiles and the customer have been invoiced for all vendor-related activities. In the scenario where the invoices have not been received, the project leader must interact with the vendor to ensure that they issue the final invoices on time. Moreover, a project leader would also need to ensure that the same third-party vendor costs appear in the billing worksheet during the next review cycle. Listed here are the steps to create and finalize the VMP. 1. Draft a VMP to provide a clear overview of what is due from whom, by when, as well as the key performance indicators against which performance will be measured. Also, what to do if deliverables are not met. Ensure that all the relevant sections of the VMP template are completed or included in the integrated project management plan. 2. Distribute VMP for review and for feedback from other relevant OTLs and the third-party vendor contact. 3. Incorporate the needed changes and distribute the final PDF file for approval. 4. Provide approval signature. Ideally, the VMP should be ready 6 weeks before the first site initiation visit. It's not a good idea to process payments without an official invoice from the vendors, and the accounts payable wouldn't allow payment without proper invoicing against the purchase order anyway. The estimates could be misguided, and the payments would be processed incorrectly.